Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Portland Trail Blazers wrapped up Summer League yesterday with a win over the Houston Rockets, 105-95. No Donovan Clingan in that game. They shut him down. They said, young man, you did a great job.
Yeah, game five is also the way that Summer League's set up now. It's kind of an agent favors kind of a deal.
Okay.
That's when you get guys out there who you're gonna help them out and help them get some tape to put out there. You've got your guy who's now played four games in a week who has never done that before at this level. Well, so,
and that was like the yesterday was a great example of what you're talking about with Kennedy Chandler, who he got his like yesterday, and he tried that game one.
Yeah, Kendrick Davis.
Kendrick Davis was the one who did it in game one.
And
Kendrick Davis.
Yeah, he got the memo when he got moved to the bench as Chandler took over as point guard. That was a real thing that happened. Davis
Kennedy
was
Chandler looked good though.
Look, they're both 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
For those on the radio audience, I'm air quoting very hard. Mm. I'm the same size as both of them.
Okay.
Height, not weight. Mm. But to be able to hoop at 5'10", like at any level, like beyond high school, is insane. I heard somebody say this the other day. This is a total squirrel moment. Think about how ridiculous Muggsy Bogues must have been to play at 5'3".
I know. And
be able to
get to the rim, too.
And be a dogged defender. Yeah. I mean, at 5'3", you are a foot shorter than Damian Lillard, who is a small guard. That's such an insane thing to me. So, but back to the Summer League guys. Chandler got the memo when he started for the rest of the Summer League session. Did a much better job of setting guys up. And then yesterday you had those guys get out there and get their opportunities.
Well, obviously no Donovan Clingan and then no Justin Mania, which tragically his mother passed away over the weekend, who I was just watching the Yankees and Rays game. They did a moment of silence because his dad, Omar, is an executive for the New York Yankees, and Justin Mania's mom passed away at their New Jersey home on Saturday.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers out to Justin Mania, in the lineup.
No, he's a great dude, and you just hate to see stuff like this happen to him.
But Donovan Clingan, let's get back to Clingan, because he kind of lived up to all of the expectations that folks were hoping to see. All of the things you were hoping to see out of Donovan Clingan, you got a little bit of it. We didn't get the scoring burst because, again, that's not who he is coming out of college, and that expectation probably shouldn't be there for Donovan Clingan at this point.
No.
But he played really, I mean, on the defensive end, it was exactly what you hoped and wanted to see.
I would say offensively, he's exactly where I thought he would be. I had real questions about the offense. He had stellar talent around him offensively. He had four guys that were major contributors of that UConn team, where his ability to be a factor offensively was, I'm going to be bigger than all of you, and I'm just going to clean stuff up. And he was very efficient in that. When he was asked to do anything outside of that box, it was tough for him. That development, it's going to be interesting to track this year. But defensively, he was actually even a little bit better than I thought he would be. Typically, bigs come to summer league, and the first thing they struggle with is, number one, the fouls. He averaged less than three fouls a game. He had more blocks per game, 4.3, which is a summer league record, than he did fouls at, was it 2.7? 2.8. He had less than three fouls a game and had more than four blocks per game. So a guy that is not chasing blocks, but operating as a rim protector, isn't fouling. So it tells you, number one, his timing is very good. It tells you his verticality is very good. He knows when to jump, when to stay down, doesn't reach.
I thought a lot of great things, too, were shot adjustment when he wasn't getting hand on ball. And then after each game, he was talking about, I still need to work on that timing. Mm-hmm. My timing needs to be better on those floaters through the lane, because guys are just so much more polished in creating that extra space. But still deterring shots was something that now a lot of them fell. But it's exactly what you want to see from a guy like Donovan Clingan in his introduction to the NBA. Shot creators and shot finishers are going to be far better
come November.
Yeah. But right now, I thought it was a very good kind of introduction to him in NBA style of play.
Look, the last time the Blazers brought a big to summer league was Zach Collins, and I wanted to rinse my eyes out with bleach.
Well, and we had the historic fouling game of Greg Oden, his first summer league game. Fouled where I think out. They didn't foul out then.
Greg Oden rule.
He had like 9 or 10 fouls in that game.
I think it was 12. So Dwight Howard and Greg Oden were both the reasons for that rule existing. I believe Channing Frye also did too.
Oh, hey.
Because Channing was on the broadcast. I believe he was mentioning that the other day. But yeah, I thought Donovan was a slight bit better defensively than I thought he was going to be, and he was a tick worse offensively than I thought he would be, and I didn't really have much of an expectation for him offensively. I think he's got to slow things down on the offensive end when he has the ball in the paint. When he's outside the paint operating as a passer, he looks like he's already there. He looks like he's already not Jokic, but he's a plus passer kind of in waiting. Defensively, it wasn't just protecting the rim. Even if he did park his butt in the paint, there were a couple plays that he made outside the paint, whether it was blocking the three-point attempt in game three that got them the win, or it was blocking Jerry McCain on the 19-foot pull-up. Like, he operated defensively. He had one against Charlotte where he ended up getting called for a foul. It was not a foul. Absolutely not. But the ball gets hit ahead. He books it from the dash at the inbound spot and comes, flies across the paint and pins it at the top of the glass, and it gets a little bit of his hand on the follow through. And I'm sitting there going, that's a block, guys. What are we doing here? Like, if you get somebody's hand as you block the ball through to the rim, that's a block. The hand is ball. But I mean, other than that, he flashed some defensive stuff that I was like, all right.
One thing people were hoping for was his footwork would not be an issue, right? Mm-hmm. He would not be a cement-footed, white, stiff, big.
Defensively, his footwork is good.
There were times in the first couple of games where it was like,
rushed.
Okay, where are we at here? And it made him look a little clumsy. I thought he settled in. I don't think that's going to be a worry at all.
I think it was more happy feet from being nervous than anything else.
I'm going to ask you this question, and I'm going to throw this poll back up. I threw this poll up when you were down in Vegas on the Monday after his summer league debut. Donovan Clingan made his Trailblazers debut on Saturday. Options were already love him, solid start, need to see a lot more, or oh no. I'm going to throw that same poll up because I want to see what you believe, mm-hmm, and what the people believe after seeing Donovan Clingan throughout his entire summer league.
Okay.
All right.
I like it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.